Last Sunday evening, my daughter-in-law, after flipping through a few movies, landed on the old classic Huckleberry Finn, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. It wasn't long before my grandson was drawn in by the drama on TV, and you would think that Huck Finn would be a kid's movie, but in my opinion, it is not. What really disturbed me, and what I particularly didn't want my 8-year-old grandson to see, were those images of death. The dead face of Huck's pappy, the dead body of his friend Billy lying on the beach, the corpse of Peter Wilkes in the coffin, and his ashen face when the body is exhumed. My daughter-in-law, to her credit, did a good job of explaining things along the way. But what interested me was my own sensitivity to exposing a child to death. I was glad the grandkids weren't present at their grandpa's death. And I was relieved that the next thing they saw was an innocuous urn, because I wanted to protect them from the stark reality of death. It's no secret that our society is death-denying. For the most part, gone are the days of death occurring intentionally in the home rather than a hospital. And women, usually, washing and preparing the body for burial. Open caskets at funerals are becoming less common, and all of this helps us to shy away from the reality of death of loved ones, or even our own death. Most of us, I dare say, do not look forward to Lent, which feels to us dark and morose and infinitely long. In fact, many of us would prefer to ignore Lent entirely, to skip over the depressing events of Holy Week and jump directly to Easter Sunday. Give us Easter chicks and colored eggs, Easter bunnies, and baskets filled with chocolate. But here we are, on the fifth Sunday of Lent, with scriptures that focus on death, imagining the frantic anxiousness of Lazarus' sisters as they waited for Jesus, who came too late. Imagining the wailing of the mourners who came to comfort them, and the feared stench from the tomb of a man who had been dead for 4 days. This is not a pretty story. The good news, however, is that this is not the end of the story. The good news is that Jesus turns things around as he calls Lazarus out of the tomb and raises him from the dead. He unbinds Lazarus and sets him free, bringing glory to God. An important piece in this story is that Jesus well knew the danger of making the journey to Bethany, which was near Jerusalem. He knew that he was moving closer to the time of his own death, yet he takes a deliberate step in that direction, in the assurance that he is living within the will of God and that God would be glorified. As Christians, we have long believed the words found in Romans 8. The spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, also through his spirit that dwells in you. And while we don't know exactly what heaven is like, we find hope in the words found in Revelation. Every tear will be wiped away, and death, mourning, crying, and pain will be no more. I myself hold an image of entering the heart womb of God, where I am deeply loved and forever sheltered, forever at peace. God's unconditional love for us was made evident to me at the time of my former husband's death. It was a time filled with mutual forgiveness, gratitude, and expressed love, all of which was clearly birthed within the heart of God. It could not have happened without God's love and without God's guidance. It was a time of unbinding, a time of being set free. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus calls for the unbinding of Lazarus. And if we but allow it, the anticipation of death has within it the capacity for much unbinding. One of the more well-known examples of this is Kate Bowler, who was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer at the age of 35, a diagnosis which, as I understand it, has propelled her forward to embrace life in all its messiness, recognizing that meaning and purpose, wisdom and truth can be uncovered during difficult circumstances. Jesus' last days were packed with meaning, And for us, recognizing that we all have an end date holds the potential of actually enriching our lives. So on this fifth Sunday of Lent, we do well to pause for a few minutes and consider these questions. What binds us, and from what do we need to be set free? What needs to be brought out of the darkness of the tomb and into the light? Since we are called into life, what needs to die in us so that our lives can hold more meaning? And how can our lives bear witness to the love and glory of God? Let us pray for clarity and courage, for strength and wisdom. Amen.